I really want y'all to know why my wife is not here. We're supposed to went home in the morning. And of course, what's taking place with Brother Billy passing away, well, she had to take those girls back home from school. So I thought there wouldn't be no better thing to do than to come up here and be with y'all at church. Instead of sitting over at the house by, you know, by myself. But I know Kirby's going to bed. He's mama's baby right on. He can't take it like Reuben. He's been gone all day yesterday and today, and he got to go to bed early. We got to go to work in the morning. He said, I can't go, Daddy. You have my car. I said, okay, well, that's good enough. I go. I still drive. We're talking about Brother Billy. I remember very vividly when he was born. My brother Willis, as most of you know, he passed on 12, 14 years ago. Billy was born in April, and my brother was born in third day of May. And they came down to see us down in Lawrence College. We lived down there 1 year. And I remember it last fall. He's just 1 month old, so must have been about the 1st of April when he was born, in 25. I was 8 years old then. If I have anything to talk about, I'd like to, you find it in the first chapter of St. John, John's Gospel. We'll be brief. I lay this watch down here. I'd like a fellow goes around, you know, to churches and be called on, and the pastor there, you know, and use all the time sitting down apologizing. I don't ever think that was a good idea. I pastored 8 different churches. My 47 years around this era, and I always enjoyed having a visitor to come. And one in particular, you know, he seemed to be hard to get along with, but I even called on him. If he didn't preach, it was his fault. But I, you know, that I like, I believe that.
They can't hear you, brother.
They can't
hear you.
I don't know. Maybe it's saying it.
Looks like one of the wires is unhooked, just hanging down.
Still ain't got nothing. I got turned off down here.
It turned off?
Yes, on.
Well, today I was at church at New Hope down at Lexington, Georgia, and their third speaker has been stolen out of the church. Could you imagine people doing that? Well, the people that do that, they don't care where it's a church or what, do they? But I'm sure that gets next to them. That's the third one they have lost. I get right to the point. Hope you can pray for me the time I'm before you. I cannot preach. Well, I get up here and read scripture. Talk about it a little bit. But to be able to preach, you know, as the brethren said the other night, you got to be blessed of the Lord. He's the only one that can bless a man to preach. Not only that, he's the only one that can enable the people to hear it. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things, that's just the verse that I wanted, that came to me. All things, not just some things, all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, when you hear people talking about who made what, that explains it to me real good.
Amen.
That God made everything. Oh, you mean He made the devil too? Well, He said everything. I had a preacher, you know, one time call me in question, talked about it, and he said the devil was a self-made fellow. I don't believe a word of that. Because I just read to you that all things were made by him. Now, why God made him, I don't know. But I'll tell you another thing. I don't know why he made the rattlesnake neither, do you? And I'm sure afraid of them things. Dead ones are alive. But he made everything. And he made it for a purpose. I want to get that over if I can. And that fellow you call the devil caused you and me and all of God's children to lose their enjoyment in the house of God if you let it. Well, you say, Brother Rupert, how can you keep them from it? Well, you're going to have to stay close to the Lord and beg him daily that he might give you grace to be enabled to turn your back on him and not follow his instructions. Because he's got some good ideas. You know. Then another thing, you know, we are born here in nature, and we are born sinners. And we get that from our forefather Adam. You know, he transgressed God's holy and righteous law. And in doing that, he lost his place in the garden. Now, I want to say this about it. I've thought about it often, and it's always bothered me quite a bit. Why he didn't, when he Satan, the devil went in the garden walking, you know. If you don't think so, you read. I don't have time to go through and read all that. But he went in there walking. And he talked to Eve. And he didn't talk to Adam at all. I don't know what you think about it, but I think the devil had an idea that to get done what he wanted done. And he had the idea, and he was a pretty smart character, and he knew exactly who to talk to get the job done. Mm-hmm. You may not go along with that. Well, if you don't, that's a friendly disagreement. But that's my thoughts on it. And Eve listened at him. And the Bible says, one of the writers said, that she was beguiled. She was misled. You know what? There are a lot of God's children misled here in this life. So we need to read the Bible for ourselves. I know he's called men to preach the gospel. And the purpose is, as Paul said, and talking about it to the church at Ephesus, for the edifying of the body of Christ, called many gifts. And he goes on there talking about the gifts that he gave. And there was, you know, apostles, pastors and teachers. Not every man that's called as a preacher is not a pastor. And if you're watching, you'll find out if he's called to be a pastor. And if he don't have the gift to be a pastor, he can't. It's just simply that. Or he might be an eloquent and speak and be able to preach the gospel of the blessed Son of God. But on the other hand, to be a good pastor, you've got to have that gift. And Paul said it was for the edifying of the body of Christ. Not that we don't need them all that he calls. We need every one of them. And the house of God. And they got a place, and if they stay in their place. And he said here that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. I can't help it when I get now and that to that might believe. I think about over there in the third chapter of this same book. I believe about the 15 to 16 verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, you know the Arminians love to get on that. But I don't think they really understand what's under consideration. And the way I understand it and the way I believe it, the word believe it. Now, I'm not a school teacher. I didn't get much education. But I've studied a little bit, you know. And I know the word believeth means in the past tense, not the present or the future. Whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, I believe that we ought to carry that along. But on down here in the 17th verse, John, the Lord said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. In other words, Jesus, when he came here in this world, he said he came not to do away with the law, but came to fulfill. And he did. To a jot and a tittle. Lived a perfect life. Now, my friends, what I want to say to you tonight concerning that matter, what a wonderful Savior we got. And it was God, it was the Lord himself that had prepared him as an offering. Offering for what? For the sin of his people. You remember, men have not in this day in which you and I live, in this generation, have got to be sinners. They've been sinners from the day Adam came out of the garden. And God got really upset about it. And that's why the flood came. You ever read about old brother Noah building that ark? And only 8 souls were saved. All the rest of them died in the flood. Now some of them said, I heard it said, looked like more of them had got in there. Only the ones that God chose got in there. And God shut the door. And it began to rain. It hadn't rained. Rained 40 days and nights. When you remember when he told Noah to build that ark, it hadn't rained. But Noah believed God. You know, that's what you and I need to do, is believe what God's Word says. And not only believe it, but when it comes to being able to understand it, we ought to practice it. You know, that's more important, or just as important as believing the gospel. And I know, you know as well as I do, except the Lord, as Jesus said about it in the 6th chapter of John, we wouldn't have time to get over there, to that, but he said in the 6th chapter, no man can come unto me, except my Father which sent me, draw him by his Spirit. So my friends, the man's out. I like to preach that. Man don't have anything to do with bringing God's children into the family. He's going to take care of that himself. Isn't it really good that you can lay down at night and go to sleep and feel like your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, safe in the hands of an almighty God.
Amen.
Not only that here in time, but they got a home prepared. You know when God said in the beginning, you know in this first chapter of Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Created heaven first. So he mentioned that place. There's been no sin there, never will be. It's kept by the power of God. Now I want to say to you this evening, I thank God that I believe that.
Amen.
I tell you, we got something to cherish above everything else in this world. We know where we come from. Where do we come from? Just like old brother Jacob. The Lord found him in a waste howling wilderness. You know, that's where he found Reuben. And a waste hole in religion, and was satisfied with what I had in life. What did you have in life? What did I have in life? Playing golf every Saturday and Sunday, going down to the bar and drink with the boys and just live it up. And to the dance halls, oh, I couldn't wait till it gets started. I loved it. But when the Almighty God came in His Spirit and power, enable this poor sinner to see what kind of sinner I was. And listen, my friend, not what I had been, but I was still a sinner.
And you know what? This night I'm still a poor sinner traveling here at this low ground of sin and sorrow. I don't have nobody to take care of me that I'm sure of but Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord, my friend, and His church. I want you to know, and I'll say this about it in close. I remember when the apostles, were called in question about who is the Son of Man. He asked his disciples. Some said one thing, some said another, some said one of the prophets. That fisherman, the ignorant, unlearned fellow, didn't know very much, and always stuck his foot in his mouth when the Lord was talking, He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." You remember what Jesus said to him? "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not made it known unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, my friends, I've heard a lot of preachers say, and they would talk about my church. I never did have one. As I told you in the beginning, I pastored 8 different churches, but they belong to the Lord. And I want to tell you, my friends, tonight, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ set up here, it belongs to Him, and He's the head of it.
Amen.
He come here, my friends, and did a work that no man could do. And the reason He could do that, my friends, there was no sin about it. You read in the first chapter of Matthew where it tells us about that Jesus Christ was born on this wise. And you know what happened? God the Father overshadowed Mary by the Holy Spirit, and she was begotten with the child. And He was born here in this world. And it was said, that He would be born here in this world, and His name shall be called Jesus. For He shall, positive declaration that He would save His people from their sin. I say to you tonight, I believe He saved every one of them. When He died on Calvary's cross and shed His precious blood, that we as a family of God, I was taken care of. And I assure you, my friend, as Jesus said about it and talking about it, He said, all that the Father giveth to me will come to me. What does He mean? Come to Him in lowliness of mind and in spirit. You remember when He said in Matthew, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls." My friends, that's not a fairy tale. That's the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone that has stepped out on His promises have got the same thing. And we'll get it here in this life. Thank God that when I was enabled to see the church, I come over here to Cool Spring. You know why I come over here in that old building? Oh, my daddy said I need to come. And I want you to know, as all these children in this day and time have it real good. Because when He spoke, He meant exactly what He said. He didn't speak the second time about anything. He told you only one time. And you know what's the truth about it? That's the best way for God, the children to be raised up. That they got here. And I've said it this time so many times, and I'll say it again. If I had my way about it, every one of them that gets 18 years old, he'd go in the Army of the United States of America, or the Marine Corps, or the Navy, and spend 2 years to learn how to really live with his fellow man here in this world and be able to conduct himself or her in such a way that everybody could get along and like one another. Because of the very important things, I don't know. There's so many of them that are raised up here in life. Mama's boy, My wife, my first wife had one. He's still living. Mama's boy. You know what mama's boy is? He don't know how to make a bed. He don't know how to wash a dish. He don't know how to do nothing but sit down at the table and eat. That's pretty hard. But I've been watching it. I've been in the church 60 years, and I watch it every day. Another thing, before I sit down, that I want to say is this. Everywhere I go, and I go all over the Southeast, here in the United States of America, it's about 8 or 10 states, and I watch this point. I watch how many members are brothers and how many his sisters. Did you know one thing? I want to say to you as lightly as I can, and it'd be a friendly disagreement if you don't disagree with me. If it were not for the sisters of my friends, they would be more churches closed up today than they are. You know, we lost 3 or 4 in the last few years closed up because they didn't have no membership. And about everywhere, the other day, I counted 19 sisters, and how many brothers you think was out? 4. I don't know whether they was all members or not. There are a few of my friends. I said, what we're saying here, we as brethren in the church, too many of us are not concerned about the church going on. Over here at Rhema, I pastored over there 14 years. Before I went over there, they got without a pastor and didn't even have a male member. About 8 sisters over there. They went and had church every time they're supposed to be. One of them sisters got down on her knees and prayed and begged the Lord to send them a pastor. You know what? After a while, I don't know how long it was, Elder Ben Lord went over there. And I want to tell you this, he didn't have no way to ride again. He hitchhiked a ride and walked. Me and Brother Sam and a lot of these other preachers have never had to do that. I have always had a vehicle to ride in and enough money to buy the gas to go. But I want you to know them fellas way back on, them that carried on this church here. I remember very vividly when we had Elder Morgan Williams coming here for 2 years, and brother, them deacon brothers, 2 of them, Uncle William Noble and Brother William Noble said, talking about it, we want to get up at least $12 so we can get him $4 to come over here on, 4 to go back, and 4 to buy groceries with. And they agreed if they didn't get it, they'd make it up out of their bill for them. You know what they told me? Said a couple of times they had to do that. No money. I came through that. And I'm saying to you, my friends, today, now what a friend we got. Jesus is on the throne. He come here and stayed 33 and a third years and died on Calvary's cross. And after about 50 days, you're finding in the Acts of the Apostles where it says, ye men of Galilee, why stand you here kidding up? This same Jesus whom you see going away in like manner shall return. Listen, my friend, are you looking for him? I want to tell you, my friend, I'm looking for him one day. And as we sung this song, got a song, we sang, we are all going home one by one. As sure as this world. And I don't have much longer. That's the reason I want to try. That ain't the end going to come to the end of my journey here. And in this life. I want you all to pray for me too. I need you prayer every day. I'm poor sinner and just a little boy. You talk about a little boy. I done got to be that again. Now, I need you prayer. I want to say to you tonight, it's always good to be at cool friends and be with you in the church here. And I love every one of you and I hope to pray that you might have the good year right on out on your journey here at Lord. And I know it's sad when we lose one of our numbers here. It's been here a good long while. I know it's sad, but that's life, my friends. That's the way God has got it, and we have to deal with it accordingly, day by day. I want to say to you, that's what I try to do myself. But when I am around church and have the opportunity, I try to go. Thank you. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer.